It's 9 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Samantha Bridges. It's 2 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, a garment factory building in Bangladesh collapsed yesterday afternoon, leaving 194 people dead. Several cracks appeared in the 8-story structure that was reported on Tuesday. According to police, factory workers ignored the instructions to evacuate and kept working. Over 2,000 people have been rescued as police and fellow survivors continue to look for others. It looks like freedom of speech met its match in Parliament yesterday. What was supposed to be a debate over free speech for the MPs quickly turned into an argument against recent attack ads against Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Government House Party leader Peter Van Loan was making no apology for the attack and told reporters, and I quote, "It's an important obligation for us to communicate with Canadians." Trudeau replied with a televised ad asking for an end to the negativity in politics. Toronto councillors will have their say on new taxes to fund regional transit expansion, leaving Mayor Rob Ford on the sidelines. Councillor Adam Vaughan says that they have more than enough votes to bring the issue to a full debate. Ford argued that he couldn't give his support as he believes that the government continues to waste money. And now turning to sports. The Leafs lost last night, leaving the Tampa Bay Lightning with a 2-5 victory. The game proved to be a real winner for Tampa Bay Lightning, Marty St. Louis. The Leafs will face off against the Florida Panthers in Florida tonight at 7:30. The Jays ended their season on a winning note with a 6-5 win against the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards yesterday. However, the game wasn't so easy going. After Brett Laurie was called out on a strike, manager John Gibbons was called out the umpire and was ejected. And now, turning to entertainment. Fans of the late British soul singer Amy Winehouse will now have a chance to relive her legacy. A documentary about Winehouse is in the works and will include home footage, backstage interviews from her tours, and interviews with her friends and family. Winehouse died in 2011 at the age of 27 from alcohol poisoning. And now, here's a look at some local music news. Equipped with their instruments, their voices, and a vision, two young musicians prove that life and music make the greatest teachers. Their unique sound has slowly opened the ears of Toronto's music scene. Observer Radio News, Joanne Morana reports.
Playwrights are two young musicians in Toronto who found music and life outside of school as their greatest teachers. Silk Lorena, one half of Playwrights, did not continue school after graduating high school. It was a difficult decision, but he admits that the risk was necessary to pursue his dreams.
It's like, once you find that you can do something like without being pushed by someone else and you wanted to do it like on your own, that's like the best thing, you know what I mean? So it was just a hobby at first, and I met Angela. And it was like success throughout the summer that made me realize, you know what, like we probably have something going on around here.
Playwrights was created in 2011 when Lorena and Angela Ibrinica collaborated on their new song. With two distinct styles of music, it was hard at first for the duo to fuse their genres together. Lorena adds a more hip-hop feel to the music with his raps, while Ibrinica adds the soulful and sometimes folky sound to their songs.
But when I start a song, like, I'll really write something that really, like, speaks to me, and then it'll be challenging for Silk to obviously, like, get into that exact mind state.
Nice.
Same as, so, like, if he was to write his songs, like, I won't fully be there.
As playwrights slowly find their place in the music scene, people can expect to hear different sounds that only they can provide. Joanne Morana, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's all the news from me. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Samantha Bridges, and have a great day.